Daf Mem Amar Aleph, 9 lines from the top of the two dots. Amar Rava Bar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Chiya Ena Mitzay Rishay Liv Soya Ad Shaviyo Melech Oy Liftan Lifnei Kol Echad Vech. The Beitzei is not permitted to be Beitzei until it's everybody has salt or has Liftan, has relish, there's before each one, so that when they have the Hamaitzei, they can eat it in the preferred manner, in the mahudradika manner. So it should be prepared before each one. They should have prepared before each one of the participants that they have the salt, they have the liftan before each one of them, so that then when they get the hamoitzi and the lechem, they can eat it in a mahudradika way. Rav Bar Shmuel Likul Bei Reish Galusa, he went to the house of Reish Galusa, Fikule Rifta, they brought before him bread, Ubotza Lehedja. And he was Beitzeya right away. He did not wait for salt, and he ate it right away without the salt. Did you retract from what you said before that it should be eaten with the salt? That's the preferred way, the mahudradika way? He said, this bread is refined bread. It's high quality. It does not need it. It's considered mahudr even without the salt. Tosis, however, brings from Rabbi Menachem, that he brings based on the Medrash that in any event we should have salt. Even bread which is considered refined, even though it's considered a mahudr, in any event we still should have the salt. He says he brings the Medrash that says when people are sitting and waiting, and they're waiting for everybody to wash, and they're waiting for their hamaitzi, and they're not being oisik in mitzvahs, the sultan is mekatrik. What protects them? What protects them is the bris melach. So we should always have salt and salt on the table, and we should have salt for the hamaitzi, that it is a protection for the kitrug of the sultan. Another memra that was mentioned in his name in a different, unrelated topic. Ein mei raglaim kolim ela b'yeshiva, where a person relieves himself and he urinates himself, it should be sitting down. The consideration over here, the issue is that the person should be careful that none of the drops land on his feet. They might be moisi laws on him and his children. And then if a person is standing, he might be concerned for that, and he might suppress some of the flow. So therefore, he should sit down where there's not that concern about the pressure on the droplets falling on his feet. And that in that way, he will not be concerned and not suppress the flow. But if it's soft earth, of course, in those days, they didn't have indoor plumbing. If it's soft earth, then he doesn't have to be worrying about the bouncing of the droplets. So then that it's not a consideration. And he doesn't have that. He stands on a high place. And he has an incline and relieves himself on an incline, and then he's not afraid that it will reach his feet. Another member in his name. After all of your eating, you should have salt. And after all what you drink, you should have water. And if you do that, if you take those precautions, you will not be harmed. If you have salt after your food and water after your drink, you will not come to harm. If he ate all kinds of food, but he didn't have salt. But if he drank all kinds of food, but he didn't have water. In the daytime, you should concern about bad breath. And at nighttime, he should be concerned for askra, an inflammation that causes choking. If he causes his food to float in water, meaning he drinks a large quantity of water after eating, so it, so to speak, floats in the water, he will not come to an intestinal disease. How much is it? A ketan, a standard size of water for a standard size of the pas that they had, the loaf of bread. If a person has lentils once every 30 days, he keeps protects himself from this Askara disease. Aval kol yoyim aloy, but he should not have the lentils every day. My time mishum the kosher rechapet, it's bad for bad breath. Va'amar of Mariam Rav Yochanan, another member that he says a ragel v'chadol achas l'shleish miyam, if he has mustard once every 30 days, mayneach aloy misayich beisay, he prevents disease from his house. Aval kol yoyim aloy, but he should not have the mustard every day. My time mishum the kosher l'chosher liba, it's bad for the heart, causes weakness of the heart. If a person is accustomed to have small fish, he is prevented from intestinal disease. He causes his whole body, it's very healthful, it causes his body to resuscitate and rejuvenate. If a person is accustomed to having fennel, he doesn't come to pains in the heart. It seems to be as harmful. It's one of the 60 signs of mavis, of death. And if a person has a gairan, a silo of this fennel, of ketzach, and he sleeps onto the east side of it, he's taking his life in his hand. Because the westerly wind comes and it blows the odor of the ketzach, and he smells this odor of the ketzach. More answers, loikasha habarech habatama. There's a difference between the smell of the ketzach and the taste of it. So the smell is harmful, but the taste is helpful. Imad Rav Yirmiyah afle rifta, she used to bake the bread, umad b'kalei, and she used to attach to it, stick to it, the ketzach, umakalfilei, then peel it off. So the bread absorbed the taste of the ketzach, but then she peeled it off and removed it so he would not smell the odor of the ketzach. So we had in the Mishnah, we had the machlokes in our Mishnah on things that grow from the ground. The Tanna Kamma says, Bari Pri Adam. Rav Yehuda says, Rav Yehuda Aymer, Bari Mine Deshaim. On herbage, you make a more specific bracha, Bari Mine Deshaim. There are things which are Bari Pri Adama, the fruit of the ground, say like potatoes. There are Deshaim in herbage, Deshaim, there are seeds where Bari Mine Zroim. You have to be specific. You can't have one catch all bracha for what grows from the ground. You have to be more specific. The halach is not like Rav Yehuda, and of course this is that we have lamaisa, we're neig lamaisa on all things that grow from the ground. The bracha is bari pri adama. What's his source to say that you have to specify, it has to be specific from what grows in the ground? So it stresses yom yom, it mentions it twice. So one would assume it's repeating it, which means to say you make a bracha only in the daytime. Is that true? You only make the bracha in the day and not the night? Ella, no. The double lashon of yom yom is not to stress that it's only the day, not the night. That's not what it means. Ella loyim ala kol yom v'yom tein l'min berchaysav. Yom yom, each day, every day, you have to, if there's something significant about that day, Shabbos has its special bracha, Yontav has its special bracha. Every day, specify it's a special day, it has a special bracha. Achanami kol min v'min tein l'min berchaysav. Here also, in our context, every min, you have to specify. So Rabbi Huna holds, it's not the same bracha for the Zroim and the Deshoim, and the Peres HaDama are not the same bracha. You have to specify each one separately. Another member that he said, look, the meat of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, his manner is different, so different than ours. The midos basar v'dam, the human characteristic is kli rekan machzik. So in oidlam haza, in the physical world, something which is empty can contain something. If you have an empty vessel, you can fill it up. Malein machzik, if it's filled, you cannot fill it, it's already full. Aval kodesh baruch hu einu kein, he's not like that. Malein machzik, fill, he's machzik, rekan einu machzik. Vayayma shenemar, vayayimim shamo tishma. The meat of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is something that's full, he fills it even more. Something which is empty, he does not fill it. It says, Im Shamoa Tishma. Im Shamoa Tishma Vim Lav Loi Tishma. If you heard, If you heard, then you will hear again. If you're accustomed to listening to the mitzvahs, you learn the mitzvahs when you were young, then you will continue to learn it. The more you are accustomed to listening and following the mitzvahs, and the more you're accustomed to learn, the more you will learn. Something which is empty, it's very difficult to fill it up. Davar acher im shamoa, another droshon, double loshon, im shamoa biyashon tishmu v'chodesh. If you will listen to the old, meaning if you're learning and you learn and what you've already learned, you chazer it over and you learn it again, tishma b'chodesh, you'll find new chidushim in what you learn. But if you don't learn, if you don't chazer, you're not going to get further insights in what you have learned. Let's see the Mishnah. If on fruit from the trees you made a bracha adoma, you're still yaitza. Now, you should make, of course, bori preyes, but b'di'evit, if you made an adama, is yaitza, because we consider the fruit of the tree, it does come from the ground, it grows from the ground as well, so it's an appropriate bracha. V'al peres ha'aretz, bori preyes, lo yaitza, but if it grows on the ground, if you make a bori preyes, you're not yaitza, because it grew from the ground, not from the tree. V'al kulam imamr shahakol ni'evit v'ore yaitza, but in any event, in all the brachas and all the fruit, all what grows, if you said shahakol on anything, you're yaitza, because a shahakol is a catch-all. Hashem created everything. So, therefore, this is also a creation of Shem. Now, of course, it's not l'charchila, it's b'di'evid. One should specify the chazal or misakin special brachas for things that are grow from the ground, grow from the tree, etc. But b'di'evid, if you said shakal, it's mantana dikra ilan arahi. So the Mishnah said that if you made on fruit from the tree adama your yaitza, so who is the Tana that says that the Iker Ilan is Ara, even though it grew from the tree, but the fundamental growth is from the ground. And therefore, even though it grew from the tree, it's still considered growing from the ground. That's the main source of its sustenance, its growth. And therefore, if you made adama on fruit, your yaitza, who's the Tana? Omar of Nachmar Yitzchak Yehudi, the Tan is Rav Yehuda, the son, because we learn Lagabi Bikurim, when you bring the Bikurim, you have to recite the Parsha, and you praise Hashem for the land, Allah Adoma Ashen Asatali, for the land that you have given me. So the Tanakama holds Yovei Shamayin, if a person brought the Bikurim, and before reciting and bringing the Bikurim and reciting the Parsha, the well that irrigated the land is dried up. So now, the land cannot, the source of irrigation is gone, it will not be able to produce this fruit. Or the Nixus Ha'ilan, or if he brought fruit from the tree, and prior to bringing the Bikurim, the tree was cut down. So now the land can no longer produce this fruit. Maybe Venikur, the Hanukkah says, maybe you bring the Bikurim, but you don't recite the Parsha because you cannot praise Hashem for the Adama Shana Satali, because this land no longer is capable of producing this fruit. Rabbi Yudheimer, maybe the Kairi, says, no, you still have the land, even though you don't have the tree, even though you don't have the Mayan, the source of irrigation, but the Iker is the ground. You have the land, maybe the Kairi. So our Tana that says that Iker, Ilan, that holds that is Ara, because you can still make Adoma on fruit from the tree, your Yotze, is Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the major source of sustenance is not the tree, it's the ground. So if you made Adoma, your Yotze. Al peres haaretz, the Mishnah said, if you mate on things which grow on the ground, ha'eitz, you're not yaitz. Frekta gemara pshita, well, of course, it's not, didn't grow from a tree. How could it possibly be an appropriate bracha to make a eitz? Amar of Nachmar Yitzchak, le'nitzchel, Rabbi Yehuda. No, the Tana has to tell me this, din, because it is a chiddush. It's going, according to Rabbi Yehuda, damar chita min ilani, who holds that the wheat stalk is called a tree. So it's a stalk that grows from the ground. We'll see shortly that it's called a tree. So you might think, therefore, other stalks that grow from the ground would also be considered a tree. And perhaps if you made a bori preyes, you'd be yaitza. Where do we see that he holds that the stalk of wheat is called a tree? The time we learn the brisa ilan shachlam men amen arishin. This what Adam arish, the fruit from the preyes hadas that Adam Rishon ate, what was that? What species was that? Rabbi Meir Omer Gefenaya. It was considered the grapevine. Shein l'cha davar shemevi lola Adam ela yain. Adam Rishon was cursed from eating this. And we see that what brings curse and brings wailing and crying to a person is Geffen, it's the yain, it's the wine. Shenema v'yesh mina yain v'yesh. We see by Noach that that's what happened. So therefore, this was also a situation of yalala, of curse, and therefore it was the Geffen. Reb Nechemya, I met him, he says it's the fig. Their downfall was with the date, with the fig rather, and the takona, they clothe themselves with the fig leaves. So we see in the Torah that the takona was with the tahina, with the fig leaf. The kalkola, similarly, their downfall was with the fig. Shenamar v'Yisrael tahina, they sowed the leaves of the fig tree, they sold and sewed it into clothing. But Rav Yehuda, I'm Rechidai. So he holds, no, it was the wheat. It was a stalk of wheat. That was the tree. She'en atinik yedea likreis abba v'ima. When does a person have das, creates a das? When does a child first start to discern and call mother and father abba v'ima? Achitem tam dogen. When he tastes from the food, from the wheat. That's when he starts to get das. So that was the pre-eitz das. So the stalk of wheat was called an eitz. So therefore, I might have thought that since he said that the chita is considered a tree, and therefore, if he made an eitz on it, you'd be yotzer kamash malon. Therefore, it's teaching us that no, if he made an eitz, even on this type of a stalk, you are not yotzer. Why? Because heichem avarchin and bari priyeitz. Where do we say you can make a bari priyeitz? Heichem taki shaklus ala per is legavs v'hadar mapik. That's if when you pick the fruit, the way Rashi learns, the branch is still remaining, and v'hadar mapik, and the next year fruit will grow from that same branch. So that's considered a tree. In Loshen B'nai Adam, a tree is considered where it has something which is permanent, which is from year to year. And it remains, it's perennial. A tree which has branches, fruit grow this year, fruit will grow the next year. But if you have something, even if it's growing, if it's tall, and even if it's high, but it doesn't have the fixed branches, the branches that fruit will grow from it the following year. It's not a perennial, it's an annual. That's not, in Loshen B'nai Adam, it's not called a tree. So therefore you cannot make a Bari Priya Eitz. The bracha has to be an adoma. So you might have thought that in Lashon HaTorah, something which grows from the ground and it's high, like a high stalk, like in the case of the chit of Adam HaRishon, the Torah calls it a tree. You might think of Gabi bracha as well. We should therefore consider it a tree, and you can make a bracha. If you made a bracha of a eitz, it'd be eitzah. Kamash Malon, in Lashon B'nai Adam, it's only a perennial. And therefore, you cannot. And therefore, we see, Amaisa, we have certain things that even though they grow from high, tall trees, with high trunks and thick, strong trunks, that the bracha is an adama. For instance, like bananas, or like pineapple. So this is the source and the makor of it, that since they do not grow from branches that remain from year to year, they are not considered perennials, they're not considered trees, and you make an adoma.